to the Nerdament Podcast. I'm here, as per usual, with...
Hi, I'm Aaron.
And...
Hello, I'm Victoria.
And, our first video went live today.
Yes, it did.
On the YouTube. I felt nice. Thank you for everybody that watched that video.
Pretty happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, I know it's just like the selection show video, so... I don't expect a lot of people to watch it, but appreciate the views anyways.
Yeah. Season hasn't technically started yet.
Yeah.
No, it definitely has.
Yeah.
For us, yes.
Well, yeah, for us, it has. Yeah. But, quick shout out. As of right now, when we're recording, Aaron's birthday is in like 2 days. So happy birthday, Aaron.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
How
old are you going to be?
I'm going to be the big 2 decades.
Wow. You're twice as old as Marty.
I feel like I'm like 24 right now.
Life comes 40. At you fast.
It would just not.
How many spankings do you get this time?
It sounds like.
And who's gonna do it?
I don't. I'm not answering that.
Victoria is young.
I have
to do
different answers. I want
for birthday?
To do.
Yeah, for like birthday spankings.
Yeah.
Cool. Just making sure.
I'm pretty sure that's every parent's excuse just to hit their children.
It wasn't even our parents.
It was our grandfather.
Oh,
yeah, it was our grandfather.
That's funny.
Yeah. It is what it is. Okay. There was something that I don't have notes for this part. I have notes
he
for
never
the characters.
Does.
He doesn't remember.
But I don't have notes for this part. But I remember what I was going to say. Shout out to the person in Germany who listened to us immediately when it goes live.
Yeah.
I appreciate you and I love you.
Yes. We don't know your name, but thank you. Thanks, Germany.
Biggest fan. Much love to you guys.
We've
out
actually
there.
Been to Germany.
We've been to Germany.
They've been to Germany.
And we like
he
it.
Is not.
I have
Germany
not loved
great.
The United
I want to go back.
We do. We enjoy Germany.
Germany is amazing.
Not the water, though.
Well, the water in Munich was good.
Oh, yeah. True, true.
The water in Berlin was suspect.
But you guys already know about that. Anyway.
Anyways. Yeah. Aaron, why are we here?
Well, for those of y'all that haven't watched Nerdament before, me and Hayden created a 128C tournament. But Jedi, Sith, miscellaneous, including people who don't align, Force users that don't align, or bounty hunters, and general Mandalorians kind of thing.
Multiple Mandalorians.
A lot of Mandalorians.
So I we love Mandalore.
Yeah. So we... Mandalorians don't love Mandalore.
Yep.
Do they...
That's debatable.
If you watch...
If
okay.
you're pre-Vizsla, you like Mandalore.
And you like one version of Mandalore.
Probably
your Duchess, much. You love Mandalore.
Some would say
you would have known if you watched Rebels. A lot of the people don't even...
Didn't Duchess Satine die in Clone Wars? Spoiler alert.
I'm still not over
it.
It's been out for years.
Yeah, was that so that was season long. 7, right?
5.
The Lawless. It was before they stopped. And then remade the last season.
It was the second to last season before they stopped for years.
So it's... You should probably have seen it.
You should have
Unless you're watching it for the first time now, then I'm so sorry.
It's a great show. And
it's amazing.
Enjoy it. Keep watching it.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful show.
Yeah. Anyway, me and Hayden present our characters. Mm-hmm. We present our arguments. Mm-hmm. Victoria is the judge and sees to their execution.
I do that.
Guillotine.
Yes. We do humane killings.
Do you remember, Hayden, speaking of Clone Wars, Hayden, do you remember that one, that Onderon episode where they showed, like, Saul Guerrero for the first time? Like, ever?
Yes.
Like, that entire arc where they had...
And everybody died?
No. Just saw sister. Again, I'm so sorry.
I thought all the clones, like...
There were no clones in Onderon.
What was the one where they, like, literally everybody died?
He's actually on the thing for today. That is supply lines.
Yes.
That's on Ryloth.
Oh, Ryloth, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about on... it was fourth season. Onderon.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, the only clone there was Rex. It was basically the Star Wars version of the Bay and Pigs invasion.
That's rough.
Yeah. It was like the founding of the Rebel Alliance. Either way, the King of On... That whole scene where they put the King of Onderon through like the... It was like a laser wall, but they put him through. And if you put an electric pulse through it, then it would cut something in half.
It's like a space guillotine?
Yeah, it's a Star Wars guillotine. So we use that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine with me.
Either that or we have somebody with a lightsaber cut ahead.
The oh my, what are the new order?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's
those stormtroopers, the executioners.
The execution troopers in the first order.
First order had execution. Not troopers. First order.
What? Yes, first order.
Yes, Jesus Christ. Oh,
we don't have anything from today's, the sequels today, so we're not we're on a different path.
Today's right now. Gonna be a good day.
This is already chaotic.
Oh, before we get started, did you see what's next, or what Star Wars game is being made currently?
Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, the remake of it?
Yeah. We also have two characters from that series.
Amazing.
Today.
Wait, is so
are,
excited.
Are the Eternal Twins
yes.
from that?
Okay. So excited. We were too young to play that. So it's cool for me.
Yeah, it's more Hayden's age kind of thing.
Exciting. It's pretty dark.
It is dark.
It is very dark.
A lot of those characters are on here. You'll learn how dark it is. One of the darkest ones here today.
Yeah.
We'll start with that. Speaking of, which is actually a good segue. Today, we have Darth Nihilus versus Coleman
That's going to be very quick.
Just quick so you know.
Darth Vader.
It's Kakash. Versus
Kakash. Yeah, that's what we decided.
Yeah,
Kakash.
Yeah, I remember that.
Darth Vader versus Jarro T'Pol. Anakin Skywalker versus four Magna Guards.
Wait, four of them?
Four Magna Guards.
That one's actually, don't sleep on that one. Don't.
And Arkhan versus Amagendai.
That's his name.
Is he gonna die?
Probably.
He did die in the Clone Wars.
Oh.
I thought it was actually Amagendi for a long time because I was in denial. I was in denial, man.
Small child.
Dude, I liked him and Keeley too much.
They both died. Anyways.
All the good characters died.
I would like to step out of Star Wars real quick.
Why?
We watched Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi this weekend.
Long A. Amazing.
Great movie.
Amazing movie.
Victoria, how many out of 10s? How many thumbs up?
You said out of 10?
Out of 10. Just rank something out of 10.
Okay.
And just give me a number of that thing out of 10 that Shang-Chi is.
Okay, I'll give Shang-Chi 10 ranks.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that. That was nice. High five. Yeah. Nicely done. All right.
Wait, are you not going to ask Aaron?
He's going to give it a 10 out of 10 or whatever.
I was going to say, like, maybe 10, 6 Infinity Stones.
6 Infinity Stones out
of 10? That's the wrong movie.
Yeah, it's not part of it. No, Infinity Saga is over.
There's something other than Infinity Stones in there that we don't know what it is yet.
Shush. It's still fresh. Let's start with the first one. Darth Nihilus versus Coleman.
Go watch the movie.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a great movie.
It is. Okay. Please do.
Do you want Kakaj to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I got Coleman Kakaj. He's an angry male. He looks like this. There's no way I can describe what he looks like.
Imagine a dinosaur butt
weird. It is so weird. I cannot describe what an angry looks like. But luckily for you, the viewers, there's a picture of him. He literally, if you look up his Wikipedia page, Erin is showing her a picture of him now. Doofenshmirtz. He's weird, right?
Yeah,
his hands go backwards like Doofenshmirtz did.
Odd character. His entire Wikipedia page is just times that he has shown up.
That's it?
Yeah. He just walks
like,
around.
Every like paragraph on there starts with appeared during or appeared in, like, that is all that he does. He never has a speaking line. You never see him fighting.
He may not speak common. He may not speak basic.
Shows up and he's there, and that is the entirety of that character.
Is there a reason why he's there, or is it?
I mean, he's on the council.
Yeah, he's on the Jedi council.
He actually got elected to the council in 19 BBY.
Right before everything,
before everybody died,
like the year of
the year of.
It's like the worst year to be.
But everybody died,
Except for him. The council died. Except for him.
Wait, he didn't die?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, except for Obi-Wan and Yoda.
He survived Order 66, even though he was thought to be dead for a long time. Except until the comic books, he was shown on a list in the comic books that the... what are they called? Those people that were not Sith in the Empire. You know what I'm talking about? We got a couple of Inquisitors. Yeah, the Inquisitors were compiling a list of Jedi, and he was on it. Which means he was a lot.
Is that because they didn't bother to give him the clone battalion?
I don't know, dude. He was one of the best strategists in the Jedi ranks. So he was like a tactical person. He was very tactical. He was old by the time he started appearing in things. When he was younger, he was a formidable lightsaber duelist. But as he got older, he thought of fighting as a, quote, or he thought he was a formidable warrior, but later, quote, found warfare a tragic failure. So
it's very Jedi. But...
That's Coleman Kajal Pekaj.
Did they ever explain like how he survived?
Nope.
Okay.
Star Wars has purposely leaves gaps in places.
They do.
So that they can continue building in it.
Yeah, like there's still like space for them to. Yeah. If somebody wants to write a story about Coleman Kajal, they totally could.
They could.
Why would you want to?
You could make him cool. That question. You could make Coleman
you
cool.
You could.
I mean, I feel like Aaron it would take work. Want to.
Aaron, would you?
Would I want to? I don't know. His design creeps me out. his eyes are lower than his mouth.
He's one of those characters. I did read on the Wikipedia that he was one of those characters that they couldn't decide until the very end what his name was going to be. Constantly. Up until like they made the book, basically, that goes along with the movie. So, Coleman Kakash. Aaron.
Shall I have Darth Nihilus. Which translates literally to nothing. To the dark nothing. He first showed up in Knights of the Republic 2. In which he was a survivor of the Mandalore Wars. And I didn't actually know he was on Malachor 5. I didn't know he was there. Basically, at the end of that... I'm sorry, this is a spoiler alert if you... haven't played Knights of the Old Republic and plan on playing the remake.
Well, we don't know what's going to be in the remake, so it might not be in
the probably remake. The exact same thing.
Probably.
Just, like, better graphics.
It's supposed to be on PS5, so yeah. The graphics really good are going to be bomb.
Yeah. Anyway, please skip ahead.
Don't skip ahead.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want them to get spoiled.
Boy.
No.
Boy.
At the end of Knights of the Old Republic, the Jedi release a super weapon that... coats Malachor. Yeah, this is messed up for the Jedi. That coats an entire planet in darkness and kills, and the gas is poisonous and kills the people upon contact.
That was the Jedi.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was the Mandalorians pushed them that far.
If that makes you mad at the Jedi, just wait until we talk about Arcan and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Or Thexen. Are we talking about Thexen today?
That's next episode.
Okay. Yeah. Wait until we talk about Arcan and then you'll feel much better.
And then
yeah.
Come back next episode for that.
Obviously, come back next episode. Because it's like basically part two of Arcan.
Yeah. Dexon is the more powerful one? Or yes. Is it Arcan?
No, Arcan becomes the more powerful one.
Okay. Anyway, he lost killing Dexon. He lost his home, his family, his friends, everybody in that super weapon attack. And also his will to
live. Wait, was he Mandalorian?
No, he was just living there.
Okay.
I don't think it was specifically Mandalorian planet. But he basically fed that entire time. He learned to feed on that darkness and learned to feed on the Force essence within it and unlocked a hunger in him to consume the Force. And then he was found later by the former Jedi Seeker named Kreia, who later became Darth Treya. Part of the Triumvirate, and also on this bracket. And she talked to him, and she's like, hey, I can help you control and use your hunger. And then he became a Sith. he became part of the Triumvirate, with Sion and Treya as the Lord of Hunger. Him and Sion...
That's a very creative name.
Yeah. I mean, Sion was like the Lord of Pain.
Yeah, he was like half a dude.
Yeah. It was like, it was
why,
like,
why is it that they always have to be like lords or whatever?
Because they're Sith lords.
They're pretentious.
Okay.
That's literally like, okay, so the Sith were like an empire.
Yeah.
So think about like an empire have lords as like a lower rung.
It's also just a general thing. You would call a Jedi a knight or a master. You would call a Sith a lord.
Or an apprentice. There was no like master.
Yeah. Okay.
Or there was no
Padawan.
There was no knight.
Yeah.
Level.
Like a knight or a master has a good connotation. A lord has a much darker connotation.
Yeah. Also, because there was no like knight level for Sith, because most of them had died. Most of them would die by that time.
Most of the time we have the Sith, there's only two Sith anyway.
Just being honest, like, well, during the Empire, when there was an Empire of Sith,
yeah,
a lot of them died.
they technically had a hierarchy, but they died like nothing.
They would die so quickly.
Jedi would just cut through them.
And the Eternal Army.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Nihilus. Eventually he and Sion overthrew Darth Traya. And moved to extinguish the Jedi Order, and they came very close to destroying all of it in what was titled the Purge.
The Jedi Purge.
Yeah, the Jedi Purge. The first one. Order 66 is the other Jedi Purge.
Much more successful.
Yeah, it only got, I think that Jedi Purge only got 100 to 1,000 Jedi left from the 10,000 that were
there
before.
That's too much.
Yeah, there were 10,000 before.
Think of it like this, like the smaller number of Jedi there are, the more powerful they become.
Yeah.
So, because there's more force
that they can absorb.
Those, like, smaller amount.
That's why the rule of two is a thing.
That's why when there's only two Sith, they're extremely powerful.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about it. The Jedi Purge in Revenge of the Sith, that's a 99% success rate.
Nice.
I think they got into the 80s or something like that, maybe.
Only 75% for these guys.
They were very upfront about it, like full out conquest, murdering Jedi.
Their
so that they could
only
see it.
Passed. Their purge only passed the class.
Yeah.
The Order 66 was valedictorian.
Yeah. No, I think if you want to talk about percentage rates here, I think salutatorian's got to be a. Gotta be when Kylo burned down the Jedi Temple. Because there's only one.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Well, it was much more easy back then.
Yes, it was. Everybody else he murdered was a Padawan.
Well, think about like this. When Kylo did that, he burned it down, and then there became only one of them.
Yeah.
But then by the time he died, or by the time right before he died, there were two of them.
One of them was dead, so there was one.
Yeah, like there was one, and then like they kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, overlapped a little bit, and then there was one again, and then there was two, and then there was one. And then now there's, like, I don't know however many they end up making her the master of, so.
Yeah, at least that's Finn.
Yeah, so, like, two.
Yeah. That's a good start.
And the Broom Kid.
Broom Kid, as well.
Mm.
Broom Kid. So, anyway, he eventually gets stopped by a group of three Jedi and a ton of Mandalorians. Because he got basically pulled into a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah. His form, dude. I looked up his lightsaber form, and his form is literally called DCLXVI.
So it doesn't have a number.
It's a Roman numeral that comes out to 666.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, but it's described as highly defensive with very powerful offensive counterattacks.
What is he doing with the lightsaber?
A lot of it. He uses his force more commonly. Okay, so I'm going to say a couple things and that's it. One, whenever he naturally died, he transferred his consciousness, his soul, into a set of armor and a mask and encompassed it in there. And his soul was so powerful that when they killed him...
Was it just in a mask, basically?
It was in the mask and the armor.
So he's a ghost in a shell?
Kind of, yeah. He was able to manipulate his soul.
This dude's hardcore.
Yeah. And later, whenever they, like, stopped him, they had to entrap his soul in a holocron he made. And then also, the big one here that all of the people who do know about Darth Nihilus know about, his hunger and consuming force essence, hit its climax whenever he ate a planet, whenever he took and drained a planet all the way to everyone was dead and the planet had no force left and was barren. And it was, and Treya herself said that he could keep doing that until he destroyed the entire galaxy.
He's a real fun guy.
Yeah.
Life of the party.
Yeah. I'll stop it there. I have plenty more about him, but I don't think we need to go into much more.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Questions? Concerns?
What's his name?
Darth Nihilus.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do you have a winner?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Darth Nihilus?
Yeah, we don't even know how he fought ever.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
How he fought?
How Colin.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no.
We don't even know how he survived.
That's fine. We'll see him.
Darth Nihilus will return.
Yeah. And Aaron can talk more about Darth Nihilus when he comes.
Or Hayden can.
Yeah, whoever has that.
Next one is Darth Vader versus Jarro T'Pol.
Yeah.
This is probably the best matchup we have here.
Doubtful. Would you like to go first?
Want me to go first?
Yeah, I have the probably have the lower
Darth Vader. Are you kidding me?
Jarro T'Pol.
Hey, can you get a picture for Victoria?
No.
Oh.
I cannot.
Jarro T'Pol is a character in Jedi Fallen Order who is the master to Cal Kestis.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah. He's a Lasat species. He's in excess of 7 feet tall.
I have phone now.
You could have used service.
No, I don't need to see the picture. I'm going again.
To Twitter.
He's very. We are being recorded.
Yeah.
So he's very, he's massive, and he's also very stern and very like kind of, he's very kind of strict in his like behavior and teaching the cow. We don't get very much examples of him fighting. Mostly because he died during Order 66, and I'll explain how. But he mostly trains Cal, and you can actually fight him in that game as a boss.
Really?
That's
Yeah,
because he shows up, spoilers to Fallen Order, he shows up as a Force Vision that you have to fight on Dathomir. So you can actually, in the arena mode that they set up, you can fight Jarro T'Pol. He has very aggressive attacks, because he's massive, so probably 4 and 5.
He's a lot of force behind his lightsaber. Yeah.
So you'll be me going into everything here. So he was so I told you about that. When Order 66 arrived, he was able to sense the death of the Jedi across the galaxy, like some really powerful Jedi could, like Yoda and Ahsoka. He felt all of them dying, and before his commander that was behind him. And actually, this picture that I'm showing you, the commander over there, the commander was about to shoot him in the back of the head, and then he just turned his lightsaber on and like quick flip of the wrist, and he killed the commander.
He has a dual blade lightsaber, yeah.
Yes, he has a dual blade. And then he was very straight to business to getting off the Venator. And he decided for Cal to run through the vent system since Cal was still at 9 at the time. While he created a diversion. And Hayden, you remember, like, in Clone Wars Season 7.
Yes.
Maul walking through the hallways.
Yes.
Is basically like that.
Yeah, he was wasting dudes.
Yeah. Walking through the hallways casually. Just
mowing
murdering clones like it was nothing.
Nothing.
So he was walking through the halls of the Venator while the clones were throwing everything they had to like kill him and or slow him down, and he was just doing it as nothing, throwing them all over the place, blocking everything, threw a lot of them into the ceiling as well.
Yeah.
All of this so that Cal could get through first without having to fight that many people because he was still a young Padawan. Whenever they got to the escape pod bay.
I guess it was an escape pod
bay. Yeah, but is it escape pod bay? Like
the escape pod room.
Yeah. Whenever they got to that, he ordered Cal to prepare the escape pod while he held off the troopers. And he held off a good 12 to 20 troopers that would just kept pouring in there. He was holding them off for a decent amount of time. He got shot 3 or 4 times and acted like it was nothing. And then one of the shots landed in his stomach. that staggered him a bit. And then he got shot three more times in succession. His lightsaber got shot, severing it to a single blade. And then they just kept shooting him like Aayla Secura. And after taking several shots, he actually grabbed four troopers and threw them up into the ceiling so that he could defend Cal. Which I should point out, Cal did not take one hit.
He was behind him.
Yeah, Cal was behind him and he didn't take one hit. Not until Jaro fell to the ground in the escape pod. And then Cal used the ability called Force Slow to slow the troopers down and took a shot to the cheek. But when he was defending Cal, Cal did not get hit. Instead, he took all of the hits. And then he died in the escape pod, telling Cal to trust in the Force. We can tell that he has advanced telekinesis and awareness that we see in him. And we can infer that he uses wall run a lot. Because that's something he taught extensively to Cal. So feats, I've talked mostly about them. Survive the Purge, meet the immediate causes of the Purge. He easily walked through the Venator as a diversion, cutting people down like he's Darth Maul. Whenever they finally got to the escape pod room, there were four troopers in there trying to. They almost shot Cal, and he walked in there and with his left hand, just grabbed them and just grabbed one of their blasters, and slammed him into another kick. I think he kicked one, but basically he just killed all of them with his hand. So he has the physicality as well.
Okay.
He's known in the Jedi Order by his reputation and his strong zeal to the Force. He was able to control the Force enough to when he was injured by like three shots, he was able to throw them into the ceiling. And yeah, Lasats also have a special connection to the Force that's kind of touched on in Rebels. And they have an enhanced physicality and durability. So that's Jar Paul. Hayden.
Yeah, I have Darth Vader. Everybody should know what Darth Vader looked like. If Victoria would open her phone, that would be a picture of Darth Vader.
I don't need the picture of Darth Vader.
You know, you mentioned Jaro's height, 7 foot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Darth Vader is 6'9".
Yeah.
So, pretty big fight we got going on right now. Massive big guys. Yeah. Obviously, Darth Vader is Darth Vader. Darth Vader was also in that game. Aaron, do you remember what Darth Vader's role was in that game?
Thanks for spoiling Fallen Order. He was the runaway.
Yeah, you run away from him because you cannot fight him.
The game itself literally said, there is only one chance of survival, escape.
Yes. And that holds true for pretty much Order 66 until Luke blows up the Death Star.
We should also point out, once again, this is Darth Vader.
Yeah, not Anakin.
Yeah, I'm about to do Anakin, so this is going to be specifically hit the second half of his life.
I literally wrote down, it says Anakin after turning into going to the dark side. He thinks of himself as the person who killed Anakin, so there you could see them as two different people.
Yeah.
Because he does.
Yeah, he certainly
the person
does.
That is Anakin sees Anakin and Darth Vader as different people.
The only people that don't see them as different people are Padme and Luke.
Yes.
Even Obi-Wan. And Obi-Wan.
And Obi-Wan says that Darth Vader killed
Anakin Skywalker.
But, I mean, technically, Obi-Wan killed Anakin.
Yeah.
He didn't kill him. He just cut all of his limbs off.
He left him for dead in the lava.
And he burned for a long time.
And he did.
But he didn't die.
And you could think about it like this. You remember, was it Bane? Darth Bane that got the mountain dropped on him?
Malgus.
You remember how Darth Malgus survived getting a mountain
too
dropped on him?
Too angry to die.
He was too angry to die. That's pretty much what happened to Anakin.
Yeah.
He was too angry to die. He had all of his limbs cut off, except for his robotic arm, which had already been cut off.
Yeah.
And he was on fire.
Dude, my favorite thing about Darth Vader is the Inquisitors. Each one of them had to get a limb cut off, which to like stimulate the pain of losing a limb. And make them angrier, but I just like the fact that
Darth Vader was so petty. It's just like, I lost all my limbs, so you gotta lose one too.
You guys gotta lose some too. His suit was built and designed by Darth Sidious, and it was purposely built to keep him both in pain constantly and weaker than Darth Sidious, so that he couldn't overthrow him, because he knew, Sidious knew, that if Anakin was left in a suit that was, like, as good as it should have been, which he had access to it. At some point in the comic books, they talk about how Darth Vader had the option to change into a different suit that was better, and Sidious wouldn't let him, because he could have overthrown Sidious, because he was that powerful. Yeah, he was purposely kept weaker than his master until he chucked his master off of a ledge.
One time Sidious put his back to Vader.
Jedi, literally Vader, for almost 20 years, was just hunting Jedi to kill them. And let's just say that he was only not successful a handful of times. Any Jedi he came across, 99% chance that he was going to die.
They're all the ones that survived all had main character syndrome.
Yeah.
Ahsoka, barely, because she got pulled out.
Exactly.
Ezra and Kanan, and Cal and Seer. Those last four, because they ran away.
I think the biggest challenge he had was with Starkiller.
Which is technically Legends,
but still. But he's on the thing.
Yeah, he is.
Starkiller is very powerful. So,
yeah.
That's the biggest issue he had was with Starkiller. And that's like special circumstances. He's basically Arcan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who we'll talk about in a couple minutes. Yeah, he killed Sidious and turned back into the light side because of Luke, his son. Surprise, surprise, spoiler alert.
From 1983.
Yeah, the biggest surprise in movies up to that point.
That he was his father?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, do I need to go on about Darth Vader? Ask her. Victoria?
Yeah, you can look at me.
Do you need me to go on about Darth Vader?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to.
Okay, but... before you make your judgment, I'm going to counter the point that Aaron hinged on the most, only because he hinged on it so much because he had to, and Jaro is not in a lot. He mowed his way through a bunch of clones.
Yes.
How many times in film does Darth Vader wreck some, like, rebel, like, legions? Right,
there's that Rogue One thing. There's also that thing in comics. It was, like, the coolest thing Darth Vader's ever said. It's just, like, they had tanks and everything. It's just, like, we have you surrounded, all of them surrounded by his fear and dead men. And then he killed all of them.
See? So, in Rogue One, he hopped on the rebel ship, right? And there was at least 20 dudes in that hallway, right?
A tight hallway.
Darth Vader, as a reminder, cannot raise his arms above his shoulders.
Yeah.
He can't do this. Okay? He goes up to here and that's it. It's like he's been doing, like, these workouts, you know?
His shoulders are, like, his
shoulders are massive, so he can't go over his head like that. It didn't matter when he got in. He was a very confined space with a bunch of dudes shooting at him. He blocked every single one of those dudes. Mm-hmm. And then killed them all.
Yeah.
Whereas Jar Jar Paul eventually was overwhelmed.
Yes.
That's true.
And sadly died.
Yeah.
Very traumatic.
And he did that with a dual-bladed lightsaber. Darth Vader only has a single blade.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darth Vader.
Victoria?
One of the most OP characters in Star
Wars. Oh, total.
Victoria?
Yes.
Do you have the verdict?
Yeah, you already said it. You said Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Dude, I would love to see this fight, though.
It would be a good fight, I think.
Because both of them are aggressive attackers.
The thing
and
is
have the physicality.
Jaro is probably faster than Darth Vader is.
Yeah, because Darth Vader's limited mobility.
A machine.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that coin, Darth Vader is a machine. He's a Jedi-killing machine. So...
Fueled by hate.
And pain. Yeah.
And pain.
So much pain. That's what happened. That's actually what he says whenever he goes back to his castle on Mustafar.
And he takes all that armor off and gets in the milk.
Yeah, he gets into the back to tank and just looking in so much pain and then falls face first.
Yeah, and he just stays in there until he's needed to kill Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's... Unfortunately, we've done 6 fights in this season, and every single one of them, I've won 3, and you've won 3. It's
kind of a bummer. Ready to make it even still.
Yeah.
Time for me to take over with the other side of Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker. Actually, no. Hayden, please go first.
4 Magna Guards. Okay, so a Magna Guard, also known as IG-100, times 4, were explicitly made... And this comes from Obi-Wan Kenobi, a man who we all have seen kill Magna Guards like they're nothing. Okay? Magna Guards were explicitly built to kill Jedi. That is why they were built. To kill Jedi. Okay? They can fight after losing limbs. One of them very famously got his head cut off and then spun his stick around.
Most of them don't do that, though. That's why Obi-Wan got surprised.
No, that's what all of the Magna Guards are supposed to do. Like, that's what they all do.
There were several times in the Clone Wars where they cut heads off.
Cut him, like, right here...
No, I mean, like, so Obi-Wan specific. And then later in that movie, he also cut one's head off that was crushed by that, like, giant...
Yeah, but that's different. It was crushed, though.
It was still alive.
Yeah, because they refused to stop. They're like cockroaches.
Yeah.
They usually fought in pairs of 2. And there was a form that they fought in. There was tactics to their fighting. When they were fighting a Jedi, one was to occupy the lightsaber with their staffs, which were made of a metal that could withstand lightsabers, which surprised most Jedi to begin with.
Hmm.
And then the other one would attack the flanks or the blind spots.
Yeah.
Now, that is with 2. We have 4. They never traveled in groups of 4 unless it was special circumstances. So, usually they were kept as, like, bodyguards and stuff like that.
If they were guarding someone extremely important.
Yeah. Dooku only had 2 of them. Grievous had 2 of them.
Except for one circumstance.
Yeah, he had 3.
4.
No, I cannot see a picture of 4. I cannot find a picture of them having 4 of them.
Okay.
I can only find pictures of 3. There was a circumstance when there was 4, and I'll get there in a second, because it is very explicit for this fight. Yeah, when fighting with more than 2, the other 2 would just, like, wait on the outskirts of the fight and then, like, poke their heads in. Just, like, just try to get in there when it was opportune. Yeah, when it was opportune.
Yeah.
Like, they would try to take their opportunities. So the instance in which there were 4 Magna Guards, they were sent to some place to be there. I don't remember what it was.
I have the full context of that.
Okay. Aaron has the full context.
So,
but no.
Okay, it actually favors me. So,
in that fight, or when they were there, all 4 of those Magna Guards fought. Why did I close my book? They fought Anakin Skywalker, who Aaron will talk about in a second, and they defeated and captured him.
Are you ready to pass it over?
And also, all the Magna Guards were proficient in all 7 forms of lightsaber combat.
Okay, so I have Anakin Skywalker. If you've seen the prequels, you know him. You know him as Darth Vader in the originals. He's one of the most important characters of Star Wars. He was, as I said, the main character and the main villain. And then the sequels was basically about consequences of him being a villain. Like, long term. Do I really need to go over his origin?
No.
That's the entire prequel.
We've already talked about it.
Yeah, basically.
He used Form 5, but he was also proficient enough to use Form 4 to train people with it and create a training video and also modify it. It was in Rebels.
Wait, he had training videos?
Yeah, it had a training video that he gave to Ahsoka.
Old, like, workout videos?
Yeah!
He got the long socks on.
Dude, whenever he played that,
shorts.
Dude, it might as well be.
It's the one time
the dancers, the jazzercise videos.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But he modified Form 4 in his own way. He has reflexes and precognition. That was when he was 9. That was how the Force showed itself in him.
Everything else, he has the general Jedi powers, awareness, telekinesis, telepathy, mind trick, acrobatics. And he also has several visions throughout his life, which nobody else has that many visions.
Yoda.
Which, by the way, Anakin, a lot of people hate the mitochondrion thing, but to cite it, Anakin has, on the charts, over 200,000, right? Over 20,000 midichlorians in him. And midichlorians stimulate the force. Midichlorians?
All I can hear when you say that word is mitochondria. That's the powerhouse of the cell. That's what I think it is.
No.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Anyway, that's more than Yoda, and it's more than the charts can hold. So he's...
Oh, that little, like, beeper thing.
Scientific,
that,
yeah.
It's a little... It's USB that...
It's basically this.
He used in the movie.
Yeah. But he's literally off the charts. He's known as the Chosen One. And later he proves that in the Clone Wars, on
by
Mortis.
Killing all of the Jedi.
Just kill the Sith for, like, a good 30 years. Okay. But on Mortis,
as far as you know, dude, the Sith could have they were still building that empire. We'll talk about this later.
We're at like 40 minutes right now.
Yeah, start talking.
He proved this later whenever he subdued both the light embodiment of the light and dark side at the same time. On Mortis, and I'm only going to talk about a couple things here, really. The context for Hayden's fight, it is in season 4 of the Clone Wars. What happened was on Naboo there was a puppet leader of like a government, of the Gungan government, and he like found out, oh, I've been made, and like ran away, and Anakin was going after him to capture him and to see if he could find Dooku and get the drop on Dooku. Dooku knew about this like yesterday. And actually set it up so that it was a trap for Anakin.
It's a trap.
And then killed the Gungan leader, the puppet leader, and then surprised Anakin with 4 Magna Guards at once. And Anakin actually fought them for a substantial time, and they surrounded him in a circle, and he fought them just fine until he threw 2 of them across the room, and then went after Dooku himself. And only when Dooku got involved, was he able to get Anakin in the position where he couldn't block, where he could only block Dooku, or else Dooku would like cut his other arm off, so that the Magna Guards, one of them shocked him, then Dooku disarmed him, and then all 4 of them shocked him until he passed out. I actually have video evidence that I'm going to now show Victoria.
He has video evidence.
I'm watching a video. I don't know if we can even put it here.
Yeah, we can't show it.
We'll do that.
Wait,
we don't have
the
words.
Am I allowed to admit this? Oh wait, I'm the judge. Yeah, I can admit it.
I don't know why you're asking. You have the like license to do so. Ah, see, he was worried. You see that?
They surprised him.
He was nervous.
Okay.
And then he actually throws them across the room.
In that, was he actually fighting all 4 of them at the same time?
Well, yeah, they were surrounding him.
Were they all like
when?
Were they
in the early part
of him at the same time?
In the first part, well, you know, you said yourself they don't do that.
Yeah, but that
in the early part of the fight, they like surrounded him in a tight circle.
Yes.
Yeah. Also,
and he was nervous.
No, he was frazzled.
Also, Hayden, that's not the only time there have been 4 Magna Guards.
Okay.
The other time happened in Clone Wars Season 1, and it was also against Anakin.
Okay.
Now, this fight does not take place as a surprise. This fight they actively know about. In this next fight, Anakin and the Magna Guards both know it. They're trying to capture R2 to take data from him about the Republic's wartime efforts. And they close the blast doors on Anakin to not... So they're like, he won't get through. And then Anakin just pops through the vent. And
okay.
He pops out behind them and doesn't attack them. So it's not a surprise. He actually gets their attention, turns his lightsaber on, waits for them to drop R2, get their staffs ready, and then he waits for all of them to charge him. And then he deals with them in 30 seconds and only takes 1 hit to the shoulder.
He did take a hit 2-on-2, and he was clearly evenly matched, okay?
He He jumped and cut them both in half.
That was the second time.
So my point is, the first time Hayden's instance here was a surprise attack, and it was basically four Magna Guards and Dooku against Anakin. When it was not a surprise attack on both sides, the Magna Guards chose
Dooku and the Magna Guards at the same time.
Yes, he did.
No, it was like Dooku, Magna Guards. Dooku,
Hayden, that's how you fight people at the same time.
No, he was not like Duke, like
whenever you fight with a single blade in any martial art, you have, and you fight multiple people, martial artists have described that as a multitasking, as you have to switch back and forth between separate fights.
So he was fighting
Dooku, Magna Guards at the same time, but had to switch back and forth. That's how you fight those fights.
Yeah, how would you fight them?
There was a clear break. With one break. Like, fight Dooku. Yeah. Break.
Yeah, turns to Dooku.
Break. Dooku.
Less than a second. How do you fight them all at once? That doesn't make any sense. They're just like doing this. I'm saying that there's no break.
There's like four of them. And they're like, fight.
He fought four of them. They chose to fight them alone. They chose to fight alone.
That's how people fight. You don't just all run at one person.
They did that one time. Against Anakin?
Yeah, when they were ordered to.
Exactly, that's like, what they're doing now. And when
Anakin was already down.
That's what they're doing now.
No, they're not ordered to do exact. Nah. They were specifically ordered by Dooku to do it.
Well, I ordered them to do so.
You're
not their boss.
I can tell them to do whatever I want. I run this tournament. What are you talking about?
It's not how that works.
Nope.
That is, I'm pretty sure that would be some sort of illegal.
We just dropped them in the arena and we're like,
yeah, fight. Have fun.
We didn't give them any orders.
So now you drop four Jedi killing robots into an arena to kill a Jedi.
With the ultimate Jedi killer.
Not yet. He's a Jedi at this point.
Victoria, do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have a verdict?
Yeah. And Anakin.
Yep. We have video. We do. This is something we never had before. We have video evidence of him killing them.
Yeah, I saw the video.
We also have video evidence of him killing younglings as well. So.
Oh. Mostly Obi-Wan watched that.
Yeah, we all saw it, Aaron.
We saw him kill two other characters that are also on this bracket.
Final fight for today. Who do you have?
I'm a good guy.
And I have Arcan. Half of the Eternal Twins.
Should I go first?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a good guy. Only showed up where I'm a good D. I'm a Goombi. I'm gonna call him that from now on because it's less demeaning.
Yeah.
I'm a Goombi. Showed up only for one episode in the Clone Wars called Supply Lines. Basically, the siege and battle of Ryloth that happened. Whenever the first hints of that started happening, they started getting the first whiff that the Separatists were getting involved on that planet. They sent him and his battalion to make sure to try to quell it, make sure that it didn't happen. And basically got sent over there. Everything just kind of fell apart because it turned into a full invasion.
Happens.
Yeah.
Invasions happen, huh? Yeah.
And he and the, Twi'lek, or Twi'lek, as he called them specifically, and some other people called them.
Was he the racist one?
No.
Just making sure.
I'm a Goombi is a good guy.
He did.
He's a great guy.
And he did.
So, Twi'lek and Twi'lek were used interchangeably.
Okay.
In Star Wars. But he and the Twi'lek resistance fighters got pushed back into basically a ravine. And that episode was basically about him kind of delaying letting the Twi'lek freedom fighters get away so that they can continue fighting for the liberation of their planet. And also delaying so that Bail Organa and Jar Jar Binks in the Senate could get a relief supplies to the Freedom Fighters. So it was him and his force of clones holding off against an entire droid battalion. So, during that, he showed great tactical use by bottlenecking the droids so that they could fight for longer. And once it actually got down to it, he was mostly defensive fighting. Which I'm going to assume that means he's found three, because he's, during the entire fight, he was mostly defensive until they got close enough for him to hit. So he never left his troops, and he and Captain Keeley kept fighting until they were literally surrounded. And they bought and they closed him in a circle, and the entire battalion started closing that circle and filling it with more and more super battle droids. And he kept fighting in there and kept blocking it until he got shot once, faltered a little, and then got shot 20 more times. From all directions in the torso, and then fell and died. On the bright side, though, right before he died, the relief supplies arrived. Right. So he died knowing that what he did was worth it.
Are you done? Reads over notes furiously.
Hold on, guess we have to talk about something else then. While we wait.
Okay, so I have Arcane. That's all I got. What were you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I was just going to tangent.
Oh. I'm going to tangent to Arcane.
No, that's not the same thing. Just read
it. Arcane is a human. He is twin brother is Thexan. They are part of a Force Dyad. Yeah, that's what he looked like. Great picture. He is a bad man. Let's just say that. He's also kind of a bad guy, but he's a bad man.
Into why?
I'm getting there. If the dog would stop eating on the door.
She eats everything.
So he was the light side of this Force Dyad with his brother Thexan.
Forced to be light side. By his father made him be
light side. Yeah, he was forced to. Yeah. His dad was an abusive, to say the least. Yeah, but he was the light side. He literally wore white everywhere. But he probably should have been the dark side. Because his brother was... Thexan was more calm than he. Arcane and Thexan were the leaders of an army called the Eternal Army that was part of the Eternal Empire that was headed by their father.
And them, the Eternal Twins.
And them, the Eternal Twins. So their father was a Force user. Therefore, that gave them very powerful Force powers. Extremely powerful Force powers. This empire was around about the same time as the Sith Empire was fighting the Jedi Order. Like the Sith Jedi War. And so it was like Sith fighting Jedi. And then giant train that is the Eternal Empire. Like
bus.
Yes. This is the bus right here is
the Sith and the Jedi
fighting each other. And then here comes the train, which is the Eternal Empire, and just like runs through them. And it's basically headed by these two brothers, and they just mow down Sith and Jedi everywhere they go, and like anybody who comes up against them, boom, dead. Right? But their dad is never happy. There is an amazing cinematic trailer for this that you can find online.
In that cinematic trailer, it shows them like kill one of the famous Sith Lords during the time.
Yeah, it's an amazing cinematic trailer. But his dad is never satisfied. He just gets fed up with it one time and then attacks his dad and goes back and forth with his dad until his brother gets involved and stops him, and then he accidentally kills him.
Like, his brother intervenes, and then those two, he lets out his anger against him, and then they fight, and then he stabs him.
Yeah, and then after that, he just sort of dives deep into the dark side, let's just say. His main powers that he uses is Force Lightning and Force Push. He uses Force Lightning he is so proficient in Force Lightning, which is yellow, and so is his lightsaber. That his Force Lightning creates storms.
Like its own storm?
Yes.
Oh.
And his Force Push is extremely powerful as well. Yeah, he easily runs through the Jedi and the Sith Order. Sith Empire, Jedi Order. Easily runs through them.
You can talk about his, like, entire left side.
Oh yeah, like he gets mutilated, basically. Like he loses an entire left arm, which gets replaced with an electric or like a robotic arm.
It was a grenade or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was just something like explosive. Hmm. Nobody cut it off.
No.
They couldn't get close enough for that. He eventually does overthrow his own father. Hmm. And he becomes the Emperor of the Eternal Empire.
And the Eternal Emperor.
Yeah, the Eternal Emperor. And then
slap Eternal in front of everything.
That Empire to be the top of the galaxy.
He uses the Eternal Lightsaber.
It's yellow.
He wears the Eternal Robes and the Eternal Cybernetic Arm.
And then he uses their army to full out defeat both the Empire and the Republic. So, that's Arcan.
How do they stop him?
They don't. He dies eventually. And then I don't know what happens after that.
So it's like Alexander the Great?
Yeah, he just sort of dies.
And Charlemagne, they just kind of die and they go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super powerful. Like, crazy powerful dude. And half his face is like robotic as well. It's like a helmet mask thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
Phantom of the Opera kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that also covers his mouth.
Yeah. But yeah, crazy dude. You should definitely check out that cinematic that's linked below, though. It's great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's yeah. one of my favorite cinematic trailers.
Yeah. Dude, the Old Republic had tons of those.
Oh, yeah. They amazing. Were great, too.
Yeah.
The other one's definitely got to be Satele and...
Yeah, and her master.
And Derek versus... Derok versus Malgus and... Malgus's
master. Yeah. That was a great fight, too. Mm. Which we will definitely go over later on.
Yes.
But yeah, that's... That's Arcan, Victoria.
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Was this one easy?
Yeah.
Did my guy's name fulfill his role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He dead.
So the winner is
Arcan.
Yay!
Yeah.
We're all both 4-4.
Yep. No upset.
There has to be an upset coming. There's going to be a big one.
There's going to be a big one coming in. You act like this here. Doesn't happen every time.
Within two well, the first, episodes, last there's time, going to be a big one.
The last I can feel time, it. Last season, we had an upset in the very first thing.
First episode.
When Spider-Man defeated the Mask.
Yeah.
Who is rated like number 3.
Number 4. And then the biggest one I thought that we had in the entirety of last season, Spider-Man aside, because Spider-Man just like was
mowing
all
people
the way through.
mowing through yeah. people.
Has to be Hercules over,
oh, yeah.
over Thor.
Were both really mad about that.
That was
I'm
something.
I'm still mad about
that
it.
That was something.
There's that Aquaman and Flash.
I don't think that one was
Aquaman
that one
should
made
have
me stuff. Mad.
Okay. Oh, wait, Aquaman did win.
Aquaman did win.
Yeah.
Aquaman beat Flash.
Payback.
That one made me mad.
Thor should have won.
Thor, what?
Hercules won for good reason. I presented a bomb-ass argument.
I don't even know.
So did I.
And I won. So that's the difference. Aaron, who's next?
Next. Next we have Thexan versus Kira.
Or Arcan's brother.
Yeah. Versus Han Solo's, like, first love. Kylo Ren versus Buriaga.
That's a Buriaga's big target, so.
Yeah. It'll be basically, like, fighting his uncle.
I feel bad, because Buriaga's amazing.
I love Buriaga so
Buriaga's
much.
Dope.
You don't know what the, like, end result will be.
I mean, Buriaga's a Wookiee, so.
Buriaga's the kind. Yeah, Buriaga's
she,
also.
Isn't it she? Buriaga's a she, isn't she? Or is he? No, it's a guy. It's a guy.
They identify as a guy.
Yeah. I believe they identify as a man.
Yeah.
I can't remember for
I
sure.
Think I
we'll
remember,
know next week for sure.
I remember them using he pronouns.
Yeah.
He, him.
Yeah.
He, him pronouns. And he's also said to be one of the most compassionate people
empathetic.
In the Jedi Order.
Empathetic.
And he was not even a knight yet.
Yeah, as an apprentice. Yeah.
But yeah, Kylo Ren versus Buriaga, Darth Revan versus the Seventh Sister. Don't roll your eyes like that. and Ahsoka Tano versus the Fifth Brother.
I hate those dudes, dude.
The Inquisitors.
Yes, I hate them so much.
You don't even. You didn't. They were in Rebels, and you didn't even watch it.
Dude, I just played Fallen Order. And that's all I need to know.
Okay. We'll save that comment for off camera.
Okay. Do you have anything, any closing remarks, anybody? Leave us a review.
Yeah, all the links.
Oh, yeah,
tell a friend.
Are in the description.
Talk to us on the socials.
Come back next week.
Yeah, come back next
follow
week.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Are we on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's on Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, we're... This is going to pick up. This is going to start getting good. Like, that argument with the Magna Guards is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Just wait until next
round. Just wait. We'll be back next week. We'll talk to you then. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Be good. Be kind. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.